And now our executive producer, Marie Nelson, has some thoughts she wants to share.
Michael Jackson was my first love. It was the most intense and utterly unrequited affair of the heart. He came into my life at just the right moment. It was the early 80s and I was about 10 years old. My family had fled a military coup in Liberia, and we'd sought refuge in America. We moved to a suburban enclave near Baltimore. As we worked to pull the pieces together, we lived in a house on a cul-de-sac with nearly 30 extended family members. With everything else that was going on, I was also dealing with the dawning reality that my father's absence in our home was permanent. And with my heavily accented English, schoolyard bullies taunted me with such lovely nicknames as African Booty Scratcher and Jungle Bunny. It's no wonder that I fell mute for my entire fifth grade year. So what's a girl to do when her world is dislocated, overcrowded, and somewhat tortured? Hang out in her room, of course, which I did for hours on end, reading Harlequin romance novels and dreaming of the arrival of my own Prince Charming. When Michael and I first met, he was literally wrapped in a bow and left on my doorstep. It was my birthday and my big brother gave me my first album. I think he knew that it would be love at first listen and that I would have to rejoin society since the only record player was in the living room. It was Thriller, and it was thrilling. Michael was brown and beautiful, gentle and genius. I loved his softness. I filled in the blanks of his sadness, and at night when we were alone in my room, I promised to heal his heart. I would kiss my pillow and Michael would sing, "Lady in My Life," to me and only me. "There'll be no darkness tonight. Lady, our love will shine. Put your trust in my heart and meet me in paradise."
Girl, you're every wonder in this world to me. A treasure time won't steal away. So listen to my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with my dreams. I can make you feel alright. And baby, through the years, gonna love you more each day. So I promise you tonight that you will always be the lady in my life.
It won't surprise you that I cried when I learned that Michael was gone. To me, he wasn't the king of pop. He was my sweet prince. He gave me my voice back as I sang along with his melodies. He taught me about love and ultimately gave me back to my family as we sat for hours watching each other try to moonwalk. He helped me move past the bitter to savor the sweet. After We Are the World came out, being a refugee held a certain cachet. Michael may have died of a broken heart, but even all these years later, the mended heart of this Liberian girl still beats for him.
Liberian girl, you came and you changed.
Let's tell me more, executive producer Marie Nelson, with her thoughts about Michael Jackson.
Liberian girl, you came and you changed me, girl. A feeling so true. Liberian girl.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Brecton Booker, Jasmine Garst, Irva Gunja, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Jennifer Longmire, and Eamon Malone. Our intern is Taylor Harris. Our planning editor is Luis Clemens. He had assistance from Lori Grant this week. Our line editor is Alicia Montgomery. The program is directed by Rob Sachs and Monica Evstatieva. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand from Drew Reynolds. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. The executive producer is Marie Nelson. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more on Monday.
You kiss me, then ooh, the world. You do this to me.